Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, July 18th, 2021, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute Studio. Good morning. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me, as usually normal, is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to all of our listeners. Wow, Ed, feeling so much better this week than last week. I can't remember if I said it or not, but I was so sleep-deprived last week. What a hard week. My partner out of town, two calls, not to complain, but if I was, like, rambling madly, I was going on 1 hour sleep, people. So today, much better, much better than last week. I'm so thankful to have my partner back at work. It's back to normal, Ed, finally. That 1 week where your partner's off, I don't know if you ever are short-staffed or anything and you have to cover other people, but it is a physical strain.
Yeah, you're one tough Superman, but even Superman can get beat down by the...
It beat me so down. I felt awful, but this week back in the gym, feeling wonderful.
That's fantastic. And I talk about my sleep issues off and on, and I am kind of a chronic insomniac. I certainly have a lot of tools at my disposal that help me survive, but there's not much worse feeling than the empty fuel tank that comes from chronic not enough sleep. It dulls everything in life, and it dulls our thinking, and it makes fools of us sometimes. I know I fly small airplanes, and I have on now several occasions in the past 6 months said I did not get enough sleep to fly. It just is foolish, but
it's not foolish. We now know sleep deprivation can affect you just like alcohol.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, physically, it can be devastating. And we know it's a risk factor for Alzheimer's and dementia. Yeah.
Sometimes we diagnose sleep apnea when people have a car wreck or haven't done that after a plane crash, for sure. But after a lot of car wrecks, we found that out.
Yep.
So careful. I don't think you have sleep apnea, though. He's too fit, people.
Well, I have been tested, and I don't have it, but I do always speak about taping my mouth shut. We sell tape at Nutrition World because mouth breathing will devastate the level of health as we age. So if you wake up with dry mouth, your partner says you snore a lot, open mouth, you interrupt breathing, please come and get this $4 tape, and I promise you within 3 to 7 days you will say thank you, because it changes the game of how you feel. It lets you stay in the little deeper sleeps parts of your sleep evening far better, far longer. And I guess we kind of just flew into this conversation of sleep, there was some research done on blue blocker glasses. We sell those at Nutrition World. And what is that? It is wavelengths of light have, of course, all different designations and colors associated. Well, when we have exposure to blue light past about 5:30 in the evening, which of course comes from TVs and technology and phones, it changes the way our brain functions in regard to the timing of melatonin.
You know, when I got my new glasses a few weeks ago, they said, do you want the blue light coating? I said, yes. So I got
good. Good. We get an overabundance of blue light.
Well, I'm on the computer all day now.
Yeah. Yes.
So I said a big yes to that. I'll let you know how it works, by the
Wonderful.
Way.
Wonderful. Well, the studies show that if you block, wear blue blocker glasses in the evening, that it showed an 11-minute decrease in falling asleep. That's pretty significant for nothing but putting these glasses on. A 14% increase in deep sleep and a 24% decrease in the time spent awake. Well, I can tell you, and I know you probably all are getting tired of me speaking of this ring that I wear called an Oura ring, O-U-R-A. It's about $350. It totally analyzes my sleep patterns every night from my temperature, my pulse rate, my heart rate variability, plus the REM and the deep and the light sleep. And all of you who have iPhones, I'd strongly encourage you to go into the settings and make sure you put the setting where you is blocking the blue light after 5:30 to 6 p.m. And most people don't know it's on there. I do, and I recommend it to everyone. And then, if you're on technology, I haven't really watched TV in about 4 years, so I don't do the TV, but I do have an iPad. I will just slip these blue blocker glasses on top of my regular prescription glasses. They're not real pretty, but they block the blue. And anything that can help, to me, mimicking the rhythms of nature is one of the most wise way to attain health. And we have altered nature through the use of technology. So let's try to get back into the rhythm of the lights that were that we lived on for tens of thousands of years. And that's not computer lights. So if you ever want, I'll bring you a pair. Those glasses are not expensive. You don't have to pay a lot of money. And I'm like you. When I got my prescription glasses, I had the blue blockers installed on here. I just don't trust the glasses to completely block the technology.
That goes for TVs too, right?
Yeah, TV big time. That one's a huge one.
Late night TV watching.
Yeah, luckily I have plenty of bad habits. That's not one of them.
So, but a lot of people do.
They do. What are you hearing about the Delta variant? We're not going to talk much about it, and the opinions we give are ours personally, not that of the station or of Memorial Hospital.
Yeah, and these are my opinions, but not much in this area, none in my patients, which is nice, and that most people are having more of a mild case.
Okay.
That have it.
Okay, interesting.
I didn't say everybody, say everybody, but you know, it's just what I'm hearing with the rumor mill.
Right.
Friends of mine.
Well, I know there's been a couple outbreaks, you know, with a couple businesses in town. I know we're way, way, way down, but...
Well, you know, you have to define outbreak. I can't think which baseball player it was, but they weren't going to let him play. He tested positive, mm-hmm. but he's well. Is that a true positive test? Is it a false positive test? We don't know. But the newscast, it was on, I think, Channel 9 or ABC. They were just terrified. Oh, we might have to cancel the games. Thinking, why? You know, it's crazy. I think we're so past the paranoia and fear stage. My opinions, not the station, not CHI Memorials. I just have to state that. But the numbers are at an all-time low. The vaccinations rate at an all-time high. I just want to be over this fear mongering so very much.
Well, we certainly have turned the corner, but it's still the media's going to grab anything that can push our buttons with fear. And of course, the Delta variant is the one that they're now presently using. You know, I speak very honestly and openly, and I had a discussion with someone yesterday that was certainly opposed to my opinions. I'm all about personal rights for their own decisions, for their own body. I mean, we're dealing with something. First off, healthy individuals still have less than 1% chance of death. Unhealthy individuals have perhaps a little more. So I always say risk against benefit. I worry about the long-term effects of this gene therapy vaccine. It it was rushed way too fast. We don't have the studies to back up what 5 years will show us. There are already reports of myocarditis, which is heart inflammation,
blood clots,
some of the immune disorders, a few other things. Is that a deal breaker? No, not if you're at a super risk for dying because you have asthma or you're extremely overweight or you're this or that. The thing is, what gripes me about the media is the fact that if we know that there's a there's a risk factor in riding a motorcycle without a helmet. Duh, everyone knows it. Well, guess what the government says? You have to wear a helmet, or please wear a helmet because you will have much more risk of injury. Well, that's so easy to understand. So if you really have health issues, you're obese, you don't exercise, you're on tons of meds that are counterproductive to your immune system, let's work on that. Let's don't think there's a panacea because you have a vaccine that you can take. It's just kind of like putting a piece of tape on the red light of your dashboard.
Well, if I read it right or heard it right on the news this past week, there are states in the country that have bills going forth right now. I think Connecticut, New York were two of them, to push vaccines down to the age of 6 and hide it from their parents.
Yes.
And that's what I heard. Now, I don't like that as a citizen. And as a doctor, I don't know what I would do if somebody came to me and said, you need to do this, and you cannot tell the parents. What would I do in that situation?
Ooh, I cannot.
I already know, but I'm not going to say it, you know, here on the air. But, you know, thankfully, Georgia and Tennessee are not doing that. But, you know, what do you think about that, forcing the vaccine on children?
I would have never thought I would live long enough to hear such a story. And I think many people out there who respect the freedom of this country and freedom of choice would do that. And, you know, all these, and I don't mean to be too harsh, but all these people who have on their social media their badge that they were vaccinated. Well, good for them. Well, guess what? I want to have a badge that says I have now empowered my immune system. Duh. That means I exercise, I take vitamin D, I have a host of nutrients, I do the right things. Let's fix the immune system, and then you have far less than 1% chance of having a problem. You just simply do. And we are getting better, but, you know, there's forces opposing our opinions, and they continue to fight diligently for control and to force us to do the things that we may not feel comfortable doing. And giving it to pregnant women, We deal a lot with conversations with physicians, Dr. Green at Nutrition World, and one of the obstetricians or gynecologists, I'm not sure which, was talking to my daughter about a month ago and said, she said, I have never in my 34 years of working seen more miscarriages than I have in the past 6 months. She said, I can't publicly say anything about my opinion because, of course, we know people can't be open about it. But it's daggum scary.
Well, you get blocked from Facebook if you do it there.
Yeah, blocked. Like, I am lifelong blocked from ever boosting 3 of my Facebook accounts simply because I shared some diverse opinions about the potential risk of these vaccines.
And apparently the government is in favor of that, if you saw that this past week as well.
Of a blocking,
of
censoring?
If someone is not singing to their tune. Oh. That they can talk to the social media and make them block those people.
Mm.
Again, there's some kind of scary things to me going on in the world right now. That's to me, that's an assault on our freedom of speech.
Yep, absolutely.
I know I got off the subject, people. Forgive me.
That's all right. Want to also, because we're talking about empowering your health, the very last of this, I want to make sure everyone knows here's another toolkit that you can access to help your health. Vascular Institute is going to have another health fair, and it's going to be in Ringgold on July 24th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yeah, that's the other side of our parking lot.
Oh, it is?
For my office, yeah.
I did not know that. I drove past there about a month ago. I was going down there to actually eat some Mexican food at this great place in Ringgold, and I passed it, and I had not been there in years.
You'll have to drive down there. So Dr. Lazar has his Ringgold office there. Apparently, there's a new pharmacy called Magnolia's there. One of my patients went over and said they have an amazing coffee shop.
In the pharmacy?
In the pharmacy.
Sweet.
He said they actually have hired somebody that was like shipped in to run this place.
Sweet.
He said it is superb.
I love that. And Nutrition World is also carrying coffee in the morning from Mayfly, local distributor from Signal Mountain, who really knows their coffee stuff and roasts it here locally. But the Vascular Institute Health Fair is going to be all kind of things that you can access for free. All the information and get vascular screenings. If nothing else, go to this in order to do this free screening on your carotid arteries. This way, you know if you have excessive plaque. And if you do, hey, there's steps to be taken. Everything from seeing Dr. Green type of people to being with the Vascular Institute. I am so impressed with them because some of the options the Vascular Institute offers are so healing, quick, safe remedies. We're not talking about things that are, you know, threatening in any way. So,
and the vast majority of insurance will not pay for just pure screening vascular studies.
There you go. I love that. And in this case, you have a chance to do it for free. All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about something called Ayurvedic medicine. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And you know, I've always got interesting guests, and today I've got a lady that I've known for about 5 years. And before I introduce her, you know, there's so many different topics that revolve and involve health and healing, and many times there's some different concepts that come from different, actually ancient ideas. Well, there's something called Ayurvedic medicine, or Ayurvedica.
Spell that for all of us, Ed.
A-Y-U-R-V-E-D-A. And it is very interesting, and I'll tell you just a moment of my history with this. Of course, I delve into almost every component of knowledge when it comes to health healing in the body, regardless of how it sounds initially, because, you know, I think it's really like a buffet. I've gone in and tested and tasted every part of any conversation with health and healing, because some of those things I throw away and some I keep. Well, back probably 15 to 20 years ago, Dr. Adams, who we've had on this show a couple mm-hmm. times, he brought in a Chinese physician who was an Ayurvedic physician. Well, I went and had a physical by him, a basic physical. Very interesting stuff. And I'm not going to explain the principles of this, because I'm going to let our guest today do that. But I have always been impressed by the methods, the history, the 5,000-year history of Ayurvedic healing and medicine. So today we've got Jennifer Macklin. And again, like I said, I've known her for about 5 years, and she has pretty much spent, I think, your whole adult life studying this concept, haven't you, Jennifer?
I have, yeah. It's always fascinated me, and it's really an incredible system of traditional medicine.
It isn't the easiest to explain, but it again, I endorse it. I really do, because I have found, and I believe very deeply, that most healing that we can achieve in our body comes from bringing the body back into a balanced, harmonious state with nature. And that's, I think, if I have to put one concept, I think Ayurvedic medicine, certainly that's one of its goals, biggest goals, along with other concepts of healing. But maybe give people a little history and synopsis of what...
Because I can virtually guarantee you nobody knows what this is.
Really?
Almost nobody. You know, and she knows, yeah. But most of the listeners probably do not know.
Well, you're right, and sometimes I live in my box, and I sometimes think people know things more than they do, but how could they?
I really don't. I know the name, yeah. But I don't know more about it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and please. We actually have a line of supplements at Nutrition World that is based on Ayurvedic medicine, too, but a lot of it's more food-based. But so explain, Jennifer, the basis of Ayurvedic.
Sure. So Ayurveda is the traditional medicine of India. It is, like Ed said, about 5,000 years old, some say 4,000. It is a holistic medical system, and it uses a variety of treatment protocols to achieve a state of health or homeostasis. And so those treatment methods include a variety of things like body treatments and body therapies, from massage to somewhat exotic seeming oil treatments, and dietary changes and adjustments, as well as specific dietary protocols that are often temporary. And also Ayurvedic formulations are used. So there, with all of these tools, it is the goal to bring the individual back to a state of health.
Right. And, you know, just as we can observe a plant growing, when it's in good soil and it's got the sunshine, the clean water, the chances of it being healthy is far, far, far greater than if it's struggling. It is on weak soil. It is in a drought. Of course, we're going to have a plant that will not be optimal. Well, we're not that much different. And I remember this physician. I was so impressed with him. You know, I say he was an older guy. Of course, that was 20 years ago, and I was 43, and I'm sure he was no older than I am now. But he, you know, he felt my pulses, and he looked at my tongue, and he looked in the eyes, and he asked some questions, and then he came up with this food list of warming foods and cooling foods, and he felt that I was out of balance. And I remember him saying sweet potatoes every day and a few other foods. And of course, I do everything for a while when I hear advice from people I respect. But I continue to go back to the principle of balance and harmonious programming of the body. So where are we in this country with Ayurvedic information or even a practice? Are there people still doing what this physician did for me?
There are. There are practitioners that were trained in India that mm-hmm. are practicing here in the United States. Those individuals usually have a Bachelor of Ayurvedic Medicine and Surgery degree, or a BAMS degree. There are also about 15 schools for Ayurveda in the United States that were established here, independent of India. And these schools are teaching Ayurveda in a slightly different way. They're a bit watered down to suit the American culture. Mm. So the real heart of Ayurveda and the heart of Ayurvedic teaching is with the practices and education that is practiced in India and taught in India.
If there were someone like me, a practicing physician that wanted to learn more, is there a site I can go to learn more? Because I don't have time to go back to school, for sure.
Sure. Let's see. EasyAyurveda.com is one site that you might find interesting. It's EasyAyurveda.com, EasyAyurveda. And that site has a wealth of information about the Ayurvedic formulations, and it's very classical oriented.
And is the diet vegetarian?
Not specifically, no. That's a common misconception. So Ayurveda uses meat and animal products in its treatment protocols often.
I'm just curious. One of my Hindu partners is vegetarian, so
mm-hmm.
that's
sure.
Why.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of misconceptions about it in the U.S. Just because of how it's presented here. So sometimes people assume that it's part of the spa industry. And though some treatments have been appropriated and are now included in spas throughout the U.S., it's really not a spa medicine. It's actually a complete medical system.
Now, that's being in India, it's still very, very popular, correct?
It is popular there, and of course Western medicine is equally and perhaps mm-hmm. more popular than Ayurveda in India.
Mm-hmm. So I know you've practiced it and pretty diligently for as many years, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Yeah. And do I remember right that you actually have a physician in your family?
I do. My brother's actually a cardiologist.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What is his take on your ideas?
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, it's challenging to describe the Ayurvedic approach. It is completely different than Western medicine. Mm-hmm. So, you know, describing these concepts are it's.
Well, I have a question here. Are they mutually exclusive, or can they be combined?
They can definitely be combined, and I definitely encourage that they are combined.
So your brother is not very open-minded, is he?
He's not. He's getting there slowly.
Well, it does take time for us. It does. We're trained in purely traditional. So I've had 3.5 years of education now. So
I've thrown everything at him, but the kitchen sink, and Dr. Green's been just awesome.
But what I've learned, though, you know, I mean, God made us very complicated, and some other places found truths about the human body that we missed. And that's what I'm learning.
Well, and I so appreciate your openness on so many areas over the past 3.5 years. And I've learned so much from Dr. Green because, you know, I live in my box of, like maybe you do too, we just are kind of built for what we've grown into with our, I guess you could say, complementary, alternative, what, integrative, whatever word you want to use. And there are more pieces to this puzzle than sometimes I acknowledge. And traditional medicine has to be part of the concept of health. The thing is, with Ayurvedic, along with 100 other methods, when you boil it all down, the biggest premise to me is that we must have the philosophy and acknowledge the philosophy that the body has self-healing capacities. One, if we think of ourselves as a Ford F-150 truck or a computer, and you're going to take it in and someone's going to run a test and then replace a part and you're fine, that's not compatible to the philosophy that I have grown into for the past 40 years. Well, Ayurvedic obviously has a deep-seated relationship with balance and being harmonious and building a relationship with the elements of life. And if we do that, that's the topsoil for healing, just like it is on a plant. So at this point, a person who's struggling for health, what, I mean, like the site you listed, would that would be a good starting place to kind of learn those principles?
That I would say for medical professionals interested in Ayurveda, they should visit easyayurveda.com. Mm-hmm. For individuals that are looking for health improvement, I'd recommend they go to my own site, ChattanoogaAyurveda.com. It's a little bit more approachable. You can take a body type quiz and learn your Ayurvedic body type. In Ayurveda, we believe that there are about 10 different body types, and that everybody is different. We are not built the same, so we have different needs, and the traditional medical approach is very personalized because of that.
I love that. It's just like even in the gym. I mean, you can't put the same people all on the same workout. We are built differently. And what if I was on a certain workout because I have a thin nature, I have a fast metabolism, and also with my diet, I have to individualize that. And again, not being critical of traditional medicine is not super flexible about individualizing. There's a lot of cookie cutterness with the pharmaceutical influence. People like Dr. Green do view it, in my opinion, I'm speaking for him, that he sees it as an art as much as a science, because he uses intuition and wisdom and knowledge. That doesn't always happen, but with things, I think with our kind of fields of concept of healing, we understand the need to individualize greatly. The thing is, we're in a, you know, Chattanooga, I love it to death, I'll never move away, but it has had a lot of closed doors over the years, and I'm thrilled that you are offering some options for people. So do you see clients?
I see clients online.
Okay.
Yep. And usually people start with a free consultation. I do a free 30-minute consultation to assess if the individual is actually ready for Ayurveda. You have to be ready to make some changes to your lifestyle and your diet. Some people aren't there yet, so...
I love that, because we all, and I think even Dr. Green certainly recognize it, people have to be ready. If they're going to fight the fight against these ideas, it's not going to probably work.
And people don't like to change.
And they don't like change. They're comfortable. They have a comfortable existence that they're grasping onto. And even if it's not working, the comfortable existence seems to be a problem with a lot of people. And I, for some reason, I was wired differently to not adhere to that. I'm actually adhere to the fringe crazy ideas, and then I'll just keep swimming around into that pool of ideas, and I'll keep what I feel is comfortable and also what is working, and then I'll throw away the other. But I will taste everything on this buffet of life, and I hope to continue to do that. Well, Jennifer, I'm thrilled that, again, I want to empower people in this city to know that they have a huge toolbox in order to access their own healing, and you're offering another toolbox here. So tell the listeners one more time the website to contact you.
Yes, it's ChattanoogaAyurveda.com. It's ChattanoogaAyurveda.com. It's a mouthful.
All one word, though?
All one word.
Okay.
Correct.
And to put a plug in for your husband, he's a rolfer, right?
He is a rolfer, yes.
And I love rolfing. I've had probably 70 rolfing sessions in my life, none in the past 12 years, but it is a phenomenal healing practice for the structure of the body.
I think we talked about that about 3 years ago on the show.
He's got such a memory.
It's been a while, so it's somewhere back there, people, archived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's his site?
His site is RolfingChattanooga.com.
RolfingChattanooga.com. Yeah, there was a Rolfer Les Curte that used to treat me for years and years, and I would go to Atlanta at times. I would travel. Love Rolfing, and love what you're doing, Jennifer, so thank you so much for joining us today on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for having me.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about your health. So that, plus all my crazy ideas to come for Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we got a wonderfully informative guest today, Kim Shank, registered nurse and other degrees from Oncology Clinical Services Director. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Kim.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here this morning.
You know, the biggest scary word, I think, for the majority of individuals is C word, and that's actually not COVID. It's actually cancer. And,
yep.
You know, it just devastates almost every single individual. There's so much fear wrapped around this cancer journey. And I know today we want to talk about maybe some of the options that might help people navigate this journey a little bit easier. Tell us a little bit about this, please.
Yeah, so exactly what you were just saying. We know that when people hear the word cancer, you know, very fearful, a lot of anxiety. It brings on a whole host of questions and unknowns very quickly. And oftentimes people don't know where to go or where to turn to get help with those questions, those unknowns, what do I do next kind of thing. So at CHI Memorial, we identified that and we developed a program called Cancer Connect. Cancer Connect is designed to be a direct line to help patients and families get questions to their answers to their questions, to get connected with resources, and this Cancer Connect, which is a one phone number into anything cancer related that someone might need, is staffed 24/7, 365, because we also identified if someone gets up in the middle of the night and is anxious or has all these thoughts running through their mind and they reach out, we wanted them to be able to get connected at that moment with a live person that is oncology trained and can identify and start answering their questions as well as connect them with appropriate resources. So that's exactly why we developed this Cancer Connect phone number for patients and in the community to use.
Well, Kim, that sounds fantastic from a medical standpoint. What is the number they call?
It's area code 423-495-2222.
Just for a patient to know that at 2 o'clock in the morning when they feel something strange or they're having this anxiety about unknowns that they could call, that is that can be mentally and emotionally life-saving.
I'm curious.
Exactly.
Is there a website? Do you have a website associated with the Cancer Connect?
So there, if they go to memorial.org and / Cancer Connect, that will get them at least to the phone number. A lot of the information or resources they will need, they would call into the phone number so we could get them connected appropriately.
Now, this is for people who are being treated already at Memorial?
No, this Cancer Connect program is for, of course, Memorial patients, but anybody in the community. And it could be that we also get calls that maybe they're not diagnosed yet, but they're in the process of their physician ordering tests, or maybe they're just worried they felt something or they don't feel right and they're concerned. Where do I go to get this evaluated? So, it's for those that are diagnosed, recently diagnosed, or concerned, and they're trying to figure out where to go next to have whatever's going on evaluated.
I love that because, we can all search endlessly on the internet, but there's nothing like a human voice that speaks from the soul and heart to help us to feel better, and especially in the middle of the night, because all that Google does is actually feed that fear. And Dr. Green and I talk endlessly about the damaging effects of excessive fear, and it causes us to spiral. It causes us not to be healthy, causes us not to actually get well sometimes. And so what a wonderful, wonderful resource that that you are offering. I had no clue about. Did you know about this, Dr. Green?
It's the first I've heard. Well, they also answer questions, say, about screening guidelines. A lot of people want to know that.
Absolutely, yeah. And in fact, we're really focused this year, as we always have been, but more this year because of what we've seen COVID do to our screening numbers, focusing on answering questions about what screening should I get? What are the guidelines? Where do I go to get these screenings? So absolutely, they can call that number and an oncology-trained nurse or staff member will be able to answer their questions and connect them with the next step to get those screenings scheduled.
That's fantastic. Like, Ed, the screening guidelines for pap smears have just changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so much.
Exactly.
Since 1943, we've done the same thing, and it's changing this year. So it's exciting times.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And that's why we developed this Cancer Connect, so that, like you said, you can Google search, but oftentimes there's not up-to-date or accurate information. It feeds a lot of fear and anxiety, which is not good. So this phone number, like I said, 24/7, you're going to get connected with an oncology-trained or oncology-certified nurse or other staff that is well-versed in cancer information, but also well-versed in the service that Memorial can offer and connect with those resources.
Yes, Dr. Google is fast, but not always accurate.
Exactly.
Well, in fact, I was going to ask, because I've ran, owned Nutrition Room for 42 years. I have 26 staff employees and 17 practitioners, and I know how difficult it is to put people in a position of education and empowerment when people are calling. That you have to have done an extremely good job to have this staffed properly, because the wrong people on the end of that phone would be worse than having no one at the end of the phone. And I can tell that this, you have covered the bases, or your staff has, extremely well. I'm sitting here reading that person is they're getting treatments and they're worried about a side effect at 2 o'clock in the morning. They can call and talk to them about that.
Right. So if they call in the middle of the night, so after hours, like in the middle of the night, they are actually connected when they call that phone number to our Memorial on-call service. And there's a team that has been specially trained and oriented to all things cancer, that they will be connected with the right person that will be able to direct them to, okay, this is a medical issue. I need to connect them with the right physician. The Memorial On-Call staff that is dedicated to this Cancer Connect program actually went through an extensive oncology orientation. They attended our tumor conferences. They attended multidisciplinary care rounds. So they are very well versed in how to connect and what services are available.
That is beautiful. That is fantastic. And I want you to tell again the people so that they can have that phone number handy in case they missed it the first time around, so they can, especially if they have themselves or someone in the family has cancer. It's just, even if they don't think they're going to utilize it, now's the time to write the phone number down.
Absolutely. That phone number, again, it's area code 423-495-2222.
That's wonderful. Do you have any last comments you'd like to leave with the listeners, please, Kim?
No, I just thank you for this opportunity to get this information out, and I just want your listeners to know that that CHI Memorial, we care about them, we care about their concerns, and this phone number is a trusted phone number where they will get correct, accurate, timely information.
That's wonderful, wonderful. I'm just, you know, thrilled that Vital Health Radio is in a position. We're growing. We've been doing this 3.5 years. A lot of people are listening, and, you know, it's kind of a, we're in a spot where they're really not able to hear this stuff in a lot of the different platforms. And Dr. Rennan and myself are committed to empowering people with this kind of information. So thank you for taking your time to join us on Vital Health Radio today, Kim.
Well, thank you again for the opportunity. We really appreciate it.
All right. Well, I've got a couple things I want to say before we end this segment. I, at Nutrition World, you know, we do blood testing every Tuesday and the last Friday of the month. Well, on the last Friday of the month, I know a lot of people, and a lot of times it's more women than men, really wonder about their thyroid health. Well, the lab this last Friday of the month is going to be doing a comprehensive panel, and Dr. Green could certainly explain it very well. But, it, you know, generally on a physical, you're getting maybe a TSH. I don't know. That's, is that about the most you'd run?
The minimum TSH, free T4.
Right. On this panel, for people who want a full comprehensive information, and what would you do with it after this? You could take it to your trusted professional, Dr. Green. If that's yours, then you would take it to him if there's any questions. But we're going to offer a free, the free T4, the free T3, the reverse T3, and both of the antibodies along with the TSH, and it's going to be quite discounted because generally insurance won't pay for all of these things. I've seen people who... you know, their numbers are looking pretty good, but the reverse T3, which is actually a it's a competitor to your T3. See, T3 is what we want to be in the body at adequate levels to for energy and for, you know, metabolism and for the body temperature, blank, 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 blank. Well, when you have a reverse T3 and you don't check it, sometimes everything looks good, but it's not working because the competitor's there. And I want to say one thing about thyroid, because I don't know if all traditional advice is out there in regarding this. If you are taking biotin in anything above multivitamin levels, it will skew your results. We sell tons of biotin for hair. It's the number one most recommended product in our store from dermatologists in this city, and they're taking 5,000 to 10,000 micrograms. It's going to make your numbers not accurate. So 72 hours before coming to do this thyroid panel, please get off all biotin. And I think there's people walking around who probably their numbers were looking fine, but in fact they weren't, because they were taking biotin and it skewed those numbers. So everyone listening, the last Friday of the month, please come in between 8 and 11 if you're interested in really looking at this thyroid picture for anyone in Chattanooga. I just love the fact that, you know, we can empower people with that. And then again, you take it to the people you trust in order to take the next step in regard to helping the body get better. Well, we are about out of time in this segment. I do want to talk next segment a little bit about the suntan lotions that's been recalled this week because of cancer risk. Nutritional has been speaking about this for about 25 years. Well, it only took 25 years for the government to finally step in and do what was right, but that's not uncommon. Well, it is time to take a break, Dr. Green. When we come back, we'll be having your actual spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to this segment with Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
Well, thank you, Ed. And the Spiritual Moment is brought to you once again by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their free app. Anne Frank once said, "No one has ever become poor by giving." And Martin Luther King Jr. once taught that life's most persistent and urgent question is, "What are you doing for others?" Well, giving the best we have and showing love when we have been wronged, especially to others who have wronged us, can prove a very, very difficult task. What exactly is it that we are supposed to do? Well, in the Bible, Micah chapter 6, verse 8 says, "Well, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." Okay. So God's word teaches us to behave justly, live humbly, and love and show mercy. Well, we may be emotionally, mentally, and spiritually mature. Well, not me necessarily, but someone out there just has to be. And maybe we are even physically strong in our own eyes. But when we have been wronged and our feelings are raw and exposed, is our first reaction really to show mercy or to act justly? Let's be real here. When our emotions are looking more like ocean waves tossed in a storm or the violent eruption of a volcano, a calm and godly reaction does not come naturally. But that's the correct response. And we are also told that God has told us what is good. Well, about the only way to learn what is truly good and right is to read and study and meditate on the Word of God. Making His Word a part of your daily life provides us with wise counsel, as well as direction, so that we can act justly in this unjust world. When we experience the love that He shows us, even though we don't deserve mercy or love, we can have the strength to show mercy to those who have offended and wronged us. We can learn to walk humbly when we consider that God Himself became human in Jesus and lived with us and gave His own life, well, just for us. We really have nothing to boast about, but we can boast about God and all that He has done for us. Keeping this mindset can help you heal from the inside out and anchor your heart secure in God as you go through difficult times and suffering. Then, and only then, will you be able to walk humbly, act justly, and love mercy, we will be able to give of ourselves, like Anne Frank suggested, and to better serve others, like Reverend King taught. Well, one of my favorite presidents is Abraham Lincoln, who once said, "I have always found that mercy bears richer fruits than strict justice." So, act justly. Love mercy. Walk humbly. That is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, as always, my friend. And I must want to make a comment. I work out at 5 days a week at Gold's Gym, and there's always a little brotherhood of people, the hardcore people like us, who are there every morning, and we get to know each other. A gentleman named Travis kind of joined our gang of crazies about 9 months ago. Well, many of you may read in the paper about a altercation of a gentleman who ended up getting killed this past week. It was quite a shock for everyone, of course. It just is sad because it didn't need to happen due to just certain reasons. But he's gone. He's gone forever. And, you know, it just so starkly reminds me of the impermanence of life. And often we tend to forget those things. In fact, I carry a coin with me, and I'm showing it to Dr. Green right now. And on the front of it, it says Memento Mori. And it is an ancient word that means you could leave life right now. And it's something that I remind myself of as often as I can. It may sound that that's an odd thing to do, but what it does is give us the direction to appreciate and live the moments that we now have. Because if we think we're going to live another 70 years, we take advantage of this moment, or even another 10 years. And to know that life is so impermanent, with Travis passing like that, it just is another reminder.
You know, I'd seen that the news story about Travis. I didn't know who he was, and I'm sorry you had to go through that. It's a good time to talk about road rage just for a sec, though, and people, be careful out there. You know, we've got a lot of construction in town. I see that a lot, but you don't have to. I've been guilty. I don't know about you, Ed. Mm-hmm. No rude gestures, people. Don't scream at other people. We need to just stop that stuff. If you have to slow down, get in the right lane, whatever you have to do. But there, you know, that is something, you know, shootings due to road rage has gone up. I forget mm-hmm. how much percent, but I saw that on the news nationwide. What is going on with us, Ed? I mean, everybody is driving around in a rage. I don't know if it's COVID. I don't know if it's, you know, local construction, what it is. But people, please be careful.
And that's the other lesson of Travis's death, is that to, you know, try to respond and not react, and at least take a couple breaths before you do say or move in any direction, including an email. So please,
you probably don't need to get there that fast. You probably don't need that position in traffic. I'm talking to myself here, and it's just time to just back off.
Yeah. I got to brag one quick second before we end this. The Holistic Navigator was rated in the top 1%.
I saw that. Congratulations.
Thank you. Of all podcasts globally. That means in the entire world. I have 99 episodes at this point. Please.
You're famous, Ed. I want an autograph.
TheHolisticNavigator.com. I've got 99 chapters. Please, if you have any questions about what my world is embracing, the holistic pattern path of life, please log on there. And there's plenty of good information. And I love doing it. So that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. From the Vascular Institute studio, we thank you for listening. We'll be back here next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.